my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. It's Wednesday day, the final day of our Pastors and Workers Conference, and we're going to have a great day today. I hope you can watch 9 o'clock this morning, and then again at 6:30 tonight. The big Sinkspiration in the lobby at 6 o'clock, and it is going to be a great, great, great occasion today. Great preaching, great singing, great fellowship, great food, great sessions, and thank God for all of it. Here's a good song. These are the girls, the Nguyen sisters, N-G-U-Y-E-N. They were born in our ministry. They have six children. All were born here, two boys, four girls. One girl married Jack Myers from Pacific Baptist, Pastor Myers' son. They have a baby. They're just wonderful girls, just wonderful. They are singing for us today, "I Am So Blessed." Go ahead, girls, you sing it right now, will you please?
I stand here and think about just what he's done. I start counting my blessings one by one. I sure don't deserve all that he's done for me, but I'll praise him forever through eternity. And I am amazed that he take the time to give me such blessings that fill up my life. God is thankful I am. I am so blessed. He's given me breath and he's given me life. He saved my lost soul from torment and strife. Jesus died on the cross just to show me his love. He's building my home in heaven above. And I am amazed that he take the time to give me such blessings that fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am. I am so blessed. And I am amazed that he take the time to give me such blessings that fill up.
My time is running out quickly, so I want to get to the next song. Brother Alvin Martinez sings John Peterson's song, "Five Rows Back." And that's a wonderful, wonderful song. You know, I want to just say this. Today would be my mother's homegoing day. She passed away 11 years ago. And I thank God for the memory of my sweet, precious mother, great church member. We're talking about being a great church member this week. You and your pastor, you and your pastor's wife. Today, you and your pastor's kids. Let's look forward to that. Right after Alvin Martinez sings this song, "Five Rows Back," I was sitting on the fifth row back, and God changed my life that day. Thank you for listening today to Revival Time.
Wasn't one for going to church, you see, but I went that night somehow, in spite of that. And they ushered me in with a warm and friendly smile and a five rows back I sat. Of the preacher man were arrows of burning truth, and it reached my heart as he spoke so earnestly. And he preached how Jesus suffered, how he bled and died. Jesus did it just for sinners like me. Are different now. Peace and happiness fill my heart. Jesus walks and talks with me each passing day. And I know that through the years of time and through all eternity, I'll not forget the night my sins were washed away.
Speak to you for just a few moments about Monday. Was you and your pastor get along with your pastor, love your pastor, don't fight your pastor, don't start a church split. Come on, folks. I get weary of all that. Every year, 365 days, I have every single week of my life somebody causing a split. There's normally, I've got money, I've got power, I've got authority, I've been here longer than you. Stop that nonsense. Stop it. You are evil. You're wrong. You are wrong. And then stop fighting against your pastor's wife. Just stop fighting her. And then today, his children. Here's what the Bible said about a pastor's children. One that ruleth, a pastor must rule well his own house. Wait a minute, stop right there, his own house. Every pastor I know really is producing great kids. Then they grow up and they leave his house. We've got a lot of Christian kids that are not living. We've got a lot of pastors' kids. Pastor, you're not responsible for that. I'm so sick and tired of pastors beating themselves up because of the error of their children. You train up a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they'll not depart from it. I understand all that. But that's my job. My job, I trained our kids. They're all in the ministry. But I trained them. And they're on their own. They have to make the decisions. They've left father and mother. They're cleaving to their wife. And so Miss Treber and I, we raised a good family. One that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? I gave an illustration in church recently of a pastor that he had his daughter 20 some years ago in our college, and she didn't come back in January till a couple weeks late. And she came back, there were still some bruises, and her dad had beat her up. He was a pastor. Shame on him. Well, it later came out how abusive he was to her, and he had to leave the ministry. I know there are nutty cases like that. But, you know, I want to say this. Your pastor's kids are under oppression. Your pastor's kids are under more oppression than your kids. You take a staff kid, they're under oppression. Staff kids are under oppression. A missionary's kids, they're under oppression. A pastor's kids, they're under oppression. We don't know all they're going through. We don't know all that they're facing in life. And it's not your job to point out faults with pastor. I'm not saying his kids are committing crimes, you don't report it. I'm not saying that. You always report every crime. We have always done that at this church for 50 years. You report crimes. But when a child's rebellious and won't listen to their dad, you just pray for that child. Maybe you could miss a meal a day, a meal a week, or fast a day for your pastor's kids. Maybe the effectual, fervent prayer. Here's the key of a righteous man. Are you righteous that you would be righteous enough to pray for your preacher's son? Preacher's daughter. I know the first missionary, Adoniram Judson, he grew up in a preacher's home and then got influenced to be an agnostic for a season in college and then got saved and God changed his life, became a great missionary. Maybe your pastor's son has grown up and he's away from God and he's drinking and he's smoking and he's on drugs and his wife or his daughter and all those things are happening and he's in agony every single day over it. You pray for your pastor's kids. You encourage your pastor's kids. Our church has been guilty of encouraging my wife. Our church has been guilty of encouraging me. Our church has been guilty of encouraging our kids. They talk so complimentary of our kids. They encourage our kids all the way through when they're elementary kids. I recall one time a man, and he disciplined my son and said, all the boys were making a mistake on Wednesday night at Patch the Pirate, whatever the program was called. And he said, but I singled Tim out. I made him sit in the corner. But I said, the other boys were making problems too. Yes, but I wanted to set an example. I said to him very lovingly, I said, you know, you are wrong. My son's going to wind up hating church because he's a preacher's kid. If they all were wrong, they all should have been punished. You know, that man had the sweetest spirit. He goes, you know, Pastor, you're right. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I believe he apologized to my son. You know, that goes a long way. You know, love your pastor. Love your pastor's wife. Love your pastor's kids and encourage them in the Lord. Father, help us as this week of Pastor's Conference, we're thinking about our families and our homes and our churches. I pray that you would give our people a desire for the pastor's kids. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.